This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A lot of 0-2 hits for you guys tonight. What were you seeing in the approaches of the team?
Not trying to do too much, especially when we got behind in counts. Just kind of trying to put the ball in play and using the whole field. And that's what good hitters do. And we were able to do that today. You know, I think 1-9, I think every starter had a hit. But it was good to see, especially with runners in scoring position, going the other way and, again, staying short and having the ability to put it in play.
Speaking of going the other way, Alvarez, two of his three hits were to the opposite field. How good of a sign is that for you to see?
Yeah, it's a good sign. We saw it a little bit in spring training before he went down. And not only just flipping ball the other way, hitting it hard, you know. And that's a good sign for a good hitter. And hopefully, you know, he takes off from there.
Pete obviously opened the year on a heater. What has he been able to do to maintain that now we're 5-6 weeks in?
The chase, in my opinion. You know, his ability to control the strike zone, probably the best I've seen it, you know, over, you know, last year and this early on, you know, because we know the power's there. We know he's a good hitter, but he gets in trouble when he starts chasing, you know. I feel like now, like, he's taking his walk and he's getting pitches to hit and he's not missing them.
What did you think of the way Clay Holmes settled in?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I thought early on, left a lot of pitches over the middle of the plate. I didn't think he had the sinker early on, the sweeper, and he got away a little bit with the changeup. But I think he got a lot better as the game progressed, went on, and he was able to give us five on a day where, you know, he'd probably tell you that stuff-wise, the movement and all that. So that's a really good sign there, too.
You had pretty good concern after that ball got him off the ankle.
Yes. When we went out there, I was a little concerned. Then, a couple of warm-up pitches. He's like, I'm fine. But you could see him stretching there. But then, I guess, the heat of the moment, it didn't affect it, obviously. And I just talked to him, and he's fine.
How nice was it for him to get deep into the game and only have to use two relievers today?
Yeah, we needed that today. And we know there's going to be stretches where it's going to be hard. But we also know there's going to be stretches where those guys are going to give us length. And then today, Clay did it, and hopefully, you know, we'll continue that way.
Carlos, you talk a lot about, you know, winning plays and moments in the game that you have to take advantage of. After that Contreras error, to take advantage of the way you guys did, just how impactful was that in the group?
Yeah, and that's what it's going to take, you know, taking advantage of errors or, you know, whether it's an extra bat, beating out an infield single, taking the extra base. Those are the little things, you know, that we want to prevent from doing it when we're on defense. But if offensively, we need to continue to take advantage of it. And we did that today.
What do you think about the day that Brandon had a play today?
I mean, really good. And he's been locked in. Again, a good hitter that finally is getting results. I don't think he's doing anything differently. Now the balls are falling. Obviously, the power's right there. So, yeah, not surprised by it.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.